Pepper and Dylan Show podcasts are brought to you by Boston Pizza, with locations now open for dine-in service. You can enjoy all your favorites comfortably with additional safety measures in place. Find a location open near you at bostonpizza.com.
The Pepper and Dylan Show.
Kiss 91.7.
If you're just waking up or you're just getting into your car, you're just turning on the radio, we're talking about the one dip that you need for the rest of your life.
It's
this
an important
morning.
Conversation.
But it seems to have gotten its hooks in a lot of you, and a lot of you have opinions, strong opinions, some of you. Rob is here. Rob wants to know if this dip qualifies. I'm just preparing you on the front end, Rob. Dylan is not going to let this count, but you go ahead, Rob.
Yeah, they're Wendy's Frosties with French fries. That is a decadent.
Wendy's Frosty.
Yeah, people do that.
So I've
Wendy's
heard of it.
Frosty count as a dip.
I've heard of it. I mean, listen, you are the dip master, which means you can control that as your dip.
It's your own personal choice.
As Robbie's pointed out, though, that's your dip forever.
Right.
So if you're having a plain hamburger because you're not putting your Frosty on a hamburger, your hot dog, that's all it's going to be is a Frosty hot dog.
Right.
I can't put ketchup and mustard on my hamburger because I've chosen a different dip?
Yes.
What are you, new to the game?
Dylan, I mean, you were saying that that was a dip, not a condiment. You can put condiments on your hamburger and hot dog.
No,
a dip is a condiment.
How are they different?
I think if I'm putting it on something, it's not a dip. I have to put my something in it to be a dip.
Then you know what? Take your mustard and put it in a bowl.
Right. And then I dip my hamburger in it?
Yes.
Nobody eats their hamburger that way.
I do.
Absolutely.
I ate hamburger last night dipping it in mustard.
Ate chicken breast dipping it in mustard.
100%.
Okay, but you're talking about hamburgers. Everybody opens the bun, puts ketchup and mustard on the bun, and puts it on there. They're not dipping their hamburger in mustard.
No, we can't. We got to have some order to this.
Okay.
And if it is sauce or a dip, it has to be part.
So you say Frosties count for
absolutely.
Rob.
Absolutely.
But that's it. He's stuck with that.
Right.
And you don't want to dip like a nacho chip in a Frosty.
Exactly. So, okay. But you're allowed. If that's the route you want to go ahead.
You've been granted permission, Rob.
Oh, I'm glad.
Okay.
And we got to clarify the condiments and dips, though. That
we got to get to the bottom of it.
Robbie, help us out here. They're all the same.
You're right.
I would say, yes, I would say.
Okay, so then is gravy a sauce, a dip, a condiment? What the hell is gravy?
Gravy would be a dip.
Yeah.
Because you take a beef dip and put it into the gravy. But you also put it on top of mashed potatoes.
No, it's a dip. It's a dip.
But then a gravy isn't. It's not
that easy, is it, Rob? All right. I think it's important that we find the dip you need.
Robbie, you're going mustard?
I think I would have to go mustard.
Dylan, you don't know where everything. You're undecided on this yet?
Okay. Just texted in at 917-917, okay. And I might go with you.
I think I see that.
What is it?
Donair sweet sauce is magic.
Pretty good. Didn't think of that. Yep.
See, this is why I don't want to say anything yet.
I'm going to lock in on cheese sauce. 7-Eleven or movie theater cheese sauce. I'm locked in on cheese sauce.
Okay, but here's the question.
I cannot be taken off of that one.
If the one dip you need is just, it's 100% personal.
Yes.
Can we then share? Like, can we come up with a trio of dips?
And No. This is the one dip. You have to declare one dip. You can't give yourself options.
Well, ketchup's pretty damn good,
your game, my rules, Dylan.
And you see, and someone's saying mustard is not a dip.
No, I don't think it counts.
Okay. But it is.
Okay, yes. The one dip you need.
Pepper and Dylan. Kiss 91.7.
Well, when I woke up this morning at 4:15 for the first time in several days, I didn't think we'd be fighting, literally arguing, on the air and off the air, about what counts as a dip. Mm-hmm. And if you could only have one dip. What's it called? The dip you need?
The one dip you need.
The one dip you need for the rest of your life. I didn't see that coming. So, Dylan, this is Mandolin. Say good morning, Mandolin.
Good morning.
And we'll go ahead and give her the name of the day, I think.
Mandolin!
It's the name of the day.
Madeline's lazy Madeline could have added an N and got Mandolin out of it, but
would've
she
been
didn't. Good old Mandolin. Okay. Mandolin, she wants to nominate a dip here. It is quite a popular one. She is going to represent a large segment of the people that are weighing in on this conversation.
Okay.
So go ahead, Mandolin.
Swiss chalet sauce.
Swiss chalet sauce is getting a tidal wave of support here this
morning. Okay, here's the thing. Incredible. Incredible. And I'm going to say absolutely a dip.
Because it's called sauce, it's still a dip. Yeah,
yes,
I'll give Swiss chalet sauce the dip, a dip.
Absolutely, it would be. Absolutely, and it's incredible.
Is it the one dip you need,
Mandolin?
I would put it on anything. I mean, I'm open to whatever.
That is the Swiss Chalet sauce motto, I think. Mm-hmm. Anybody who loves Swiss Chalet sauce is like, I'll put this thing on anything. Robbie, I know you're not a fan of Swiss Chalet
sauce. There's something in there it overpowers it.
Mm-hmm.
Some sort of
magic? Is it magic?
No, some sort of spice.
Mandolin's all in on Swiss, and you're not alone, mandolin.
There's a ton of mandolins out there.
So good.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, don't worry.
I'm going to throw something at you, Dylan, in a couple seconds here. But first, Coralie. What do you have, Coralie?
Aw, poor Coralie. No fanfare for her name.
It's a nice name. It's just not the name of the day. I'm sorry. We already ordered it.
Just welcome her on. Like, it's just whatever.
What do you have, Coralie?
Mine is sawmill sauce.
Sawmill sauce.
Sesame sauce.
Explain to me. I don't know the sawmill sauce.
It's good.
Okay.
It's a good sauce.
Pepper. Key. Grocery store carries it and all that kind of stuff now too.
Okay.
But it's perfect. Like chicken on rice, on french fries.
And what is it? It's a sesame sauce?
A lot of people use it for steak, I think. Yeah. But it's so good.
Is it runny or thick? That's a big part of this.
It's in between, actually.
It is in between.
It is delicious and wonderful.
Okay.
I've got a bunch to add to the list.
I know you do.
I'm so excited about this.
Coralie, I'm going to stay here for a second. Coralie, listen to this, because I'm going to really screw Dylan up a little bit here. What about syrups? The syrup scale. Because if you have to find the one sauce for the rest of your life, do you go with maple syrup?
Maple syrup's definitely a dip.
Maple syrup on eggs, maple syrup on bacon, maple syrup, right? Like maple syrup's pretty valuable.
It's breakfast based.
Okay.
I mean, you can't really extend it too far out.
You can't have maple syrup on nachos.
The thing you have to think about when thinking about the most important dip, and you have to think about it because what is a dip's main purpose? And that is to mask gross vegetables.
Okay.
True. And so that is what you have to think more than anything. Right, I'm saying hummus.
Okay.
Baba ganoush.
Okay.
I'm also going to throw out Big Mac sauce, because why not?
Yep, no,
and
for sure.
And then side of Alfredo?
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
What?
Alfredo sauce? Like pasta sauce?
Yeah, Alfredo sauce to put in some vegetables is amazing.
You don't dip fries in Alfredo sauce.
Oh, why would you not?
Come on, of course.
Coralie, does Alfredo sauce count in this ongoing argument this morning?
Well, this is where it's really hard, because I went back and forth, and I was going to text, and then I'm like, well, I can't, because with the whole dip and sauce thing, because in my head, I'm like, okay, well, one thing is, like, I could pick a dip between either sawmill sauce or, like Dylan said, the Lipton French onion soup.
Oh, thank you, Mom.
That one.
Yeah.
But then, if you can have, because the argument about the dip and the sauce, because then, as a sauce, if you had to pick one dip, one sauce, that's it for the rest.
Robbie, what's your rule? Every sauce is a dip, and every dip isn't a sauce?
Every sauce is a dip.
Okay.
But not all dips are sauces.
Okay, so that's the rule to live
by. Okay, so then with that logic, then you have to be able to choose one of each.
No, because because all sauces are dips.
Nuh-uh, Coralie.
All sauces are dips. If you pick a dip and a sauce, no.
No, he's not having it, Coralie. I'm sorry.
All sauces are dips.
There you go.
Love you, Coralie. Thank you very much. Okay, can I make a statement that you might anger some people? Because we had a lot of seven-layer dip. Dip is in the name, but it's more of a meal, is it not?
Mm-hmm.
And then you said, what's the one you get at Earl's that you love so much?
Oh, the Parm dip.
The Parm dip? Okay, so if it's the showpiece of an order, it's not a dip.
What?
No.
Yeah. Dip is an accompaniment, not the main piece.
You're looking at it
too
literally.
So if you order spinach and Asiago dip, and I don't think it counts.
Who are you to say I couldn't eat a bowl of mustard if I wanted to?
Yeah.
Out of hell with me.
Yeah, absolutely.
The Pepper and Dylan Show.
Only on KISS.
Say hi to Jessie, Dylan.
Hi, Jessie.
She's got a warning for everybody. What is it, Jessie?
There's a large coyote over by Manning Drive, Clairview area. So if people have their pets outside or something, small animals. Yeah,
so don't have your kitten in your pocket.
No.
Yeah.
How large is a large coyote?
He's probably about halfway up my thigh.
Like a sheepdog, maybe, you think? Would a sheepdog be a large coyote? Or would that be a huge coyote? Is it way bigger than a coyote?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. To me, coyotes just
probably double the size of a golden retriever.
Wow.
That might be a wolf.
Yeah, get the hell out of there.
It was definitely a coyote, but he was quite large.
Double the size.
I'm going to be honest, and in this political and social climate that we're in right now, this is dangerous for me to say.
Oh,
just on the front end, I'm prefacing it with
that doesn't make it okay.
I mean nothing bad by any of this. I kind of look down on coyotes as just being malnourished wolves. I kind of do. I don't respect a coyote.
If you
I know
had
if I'm
a pack chase you.
If I'm a puppy or a kitten, I should. But after that,
Oh, yeah, I know.
I don't know, Robbie. You're the outdoorsy guy. Yeah,
I'm not afraid of a coyote at all.
I'm not.
Are you kidding?
Not at all.
Yeah.
If you get 4 or 5 coyotes and their coyote buddies together,
I would be able to take them.
No, you would not.
I'm saying, I don't want this to be a challenge.
No, but you
I'm
would
saying,
not.
I just spent the week in the wilderness.
Yeah, how many coyotes did you fight?
None.
Exactly.
But like there's bears, there's wolves, there's cougars, there's a lot of things out there that can eat
how
you.
How many did you come across?
None.
Okay. What is
I'm just saying, a coyote.
Okay, hold on, she wants to say something. What do you want to say?
I was just going to say, I agree with Robbie. One coyote, I'm not worried about. Yeah. A pack of them, definitely.
Pack of them, yeah. Like, it's a bit to worry about if there's a pack of them.
I think their howl is worse than their bite. No. I hear a coyote howl, I find it spooky. I see a coyote, I'm like, you did that? Get out of here.
Are you kidding? Guys.
No, I'm serious.
They fight with their teeth. Right. I'm scared of a dog.
You guys, I live out in the country, and trust me, you know when a pack has taken something down, and it's quite eerie
and
scary.
Ooh, big tough coyote. Oh. Okay, well, thank you for the warning, although it doesn't sound like a warning anymore.
If a shih tzu comes near my ankles with its teeth out, I'm scared. And you guys aren't scared of a coyote?
I love you. Have a good morning. Thank you.
You too, bye.
The Pepper and Dylan Show.
Only on Kiss 91.7.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello.
Who's this?
Chris,
are you ready to play Moo Moo Moo?
Actually, it's my first time.
Okay.
Oh, this is perfect.
He has no idea what he's doing, Dylan. Explain it to him now, please.
It's a very easy game for you to take part in, Chris. We're going to simply name two celebrities. Mm-hmm. You say, who has the bigger net worth? Robbie's here to help you. Pepper's here to help you. You guys can work together. Mm-hmm. Just don't become a Lou loser.
There's only been one Lou loser in the history of this game, Chris. Don't make it two, okay?
I'll try.
Sounds
here
good. Okay,
we
let's
go. Your first pair is Drew Barrymore versus Catherine, Zeta Jones.
Oh, that's a good one. Oh, Dylan, that's fun. That's a good one. That's tough.
Drew Barrymore versus Catherine Zeta Jones. Who has the bigger net worth?
Robbie.
Well, Drew Barrymore, you know she was in E.T.
I do know that. Yes, Robbie.
She was the young girl in E.T.
That is one of the most well-known facts around.
And she has just been killing it since then.
Okay.
Santa like Clarita what? Diet she's in recently.
Okay.
It's quite a jump, but yeah, okay.
Okay, she's been doing a lot of stuff. Catherine Zeta-Jones, where has she been? What has she been doing? Nothing.
Robbie's assessment of this.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just going to say Drew Barrymore for the sake of saying Drew Barrymore.
No. Yeah. I give my reasons.
Yeah, where's your reasoning?
She was in E.T. Did you know that, Dylan?
No, I had
and
no
recently,
idea.
Santa Clarita Diet.
Right, Chris, did you know Drew Barrymore was in E.T.?
Yes.
Okay, very good. So what do you say, Chris? Who's worth more, Catherine Zeta-Jones or Drew Barrymore?
I'm going to say Drew Barrymore.
Drew Barrymore. No.
Drew Barrymore is worth an estimated $125 million.
ET money.
Yeah. Chris, Catherine Zeta-Jones is worth?
Yeah.
$105 million. You are good for round number one.
Hey,
on,
Chris. Good job. I'll
round number two, Chris. Edward Norton.
Fight Club.
Tim Allen.
Oh, Robbie, that's down your alley. Robbie just got excited.
Goodness. Now, you don't mess with that syndication money when it comes to sitcoms, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he was in Home Improvement, and he was in one of the last great sitcoms, Last Man Standing. Might be the end of sitcoms.
I think you and I are the only two that ever watched it.
Successful.
I think you might be right. However, Edward Norton, by the way, one of the reoccurring arguments in my relationship with Sherry is that I think Edward Norton in The Hulk was a good Hulk movie.
Okay.
Oh.
Right?
Okay.
Critically panned, but I thought it was great. I thought Edward Norton was a great Bruce Banner.
Okay.
Screw everybody else.
Right.
Okay. Chris, what do you think?
I'm going to say Edward Norton.
All right.
Edward Norton is worth $80 million.
That's good. Can we just stop and look at what they're worth for a second?
I know, it's incredible.
I know.
Tim Allen? $100 million.
Oh, Timmy.
You got Chris. It wrong, Chris.
Timmy. You have to get this one right.
Yeah, don't become a Lulu loser,
Here
Chris.
We go. Canada's own Avril Lavigne.
Ooh. Yes?
The world champion, Hulk Hogan.
Oh, Hulk Hogan. Hulk Hogan's worth probably double. I'm going to say double what Avril Lavigne is.
Wow.
Yeah. Hulk Hogan at one point was probably one of the top five most recognized, not just professional wrestlers, but celebrities in the world.
And amazing.
Right? Like Hulk Hogan's 2-3 times as much as Avril Lavigne.
Yeah, unfortunately.
You agree, Robbie?
I would say so.
Come on, Chris. Go with the Hulkster.
Yeah, I'd agree too.
Yeah, okay. Hulk Hogan. All right.
Dylan. Hulk Hogan is worth $25 million.
Oh, because of that lawsuit.
Yeah. Oh, no.
But he sued Gawker, did he not? And he won. Didn't he bankrupt Gawker?
Who's that?
I got to look. Gawker was a website.
Gawker.
News reporting website. Oh. Yeah. Okay. $25 million. I'm a little nervous now, Chris.
Avril Lavigne.
I thought he was worth way more than that.
Is worth $50 million. Chris!
The second Lulu loser of all time, Chris.
I trusted you guys.
You did. They let you down.
I mean, we lost it for him.
It was tough, buddy.
Chris, your favorite game on the radio.
One more money.
It's the Pepper and Dylan Show.
Kiss 91.7.
We're at 19 minutes and 29 seconds since we started the challenge with Robbie to down this entire 35% more bottle of mustard. French's mustard.
Incredible that you're almost done.
Yeah, I still got a ways to go.
Can you clean it out in this segment? We're going to be done? Am I going to be hitting stop on this stopwatch in this segment, Robbie?
Let me see what I can do.
This whole thing's been playing out on Facebook Live. It's
where you can hear the burps in full.
Sorry. My God, it's playing tricks on you, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Okay, so if you're just tuning in this morning, this was a challenge from yesterday because he talked up a great game about his love for mustard.
Did we ever
decide what the most popular dip was?
No, we got to bring that back.
Okay.
We'll be doing that a little later on.
A conversation yesterday about the one dip for the rest of your life that you could have, which led to Robbie saying mustard, which led to I love mustard, I could eat a whole bowl of mustard, which led to could you drink a bottle of mustard, which is where we are right now with 20 minutes, 28 seconds in. And is this going to be the final squirt, Robbie? Is this it? Oh, it's almost empty, Dylan.
It's getting close.
Okay.
Now you got to tap it. You got to shake tap. Put the lid back on.
Give it one more shake. Bang it. There we go. Is this going to be it, Robbie?
It's very close.
Okay.
Very, very close.
Mm.
Hold on. So let me get it all down there. Okay, let me give it one.
They've got to come up with a better invention to get the last little bit of dish soap and mustard and ketchup and all of that, don't they?
The water. It's always the water technique.
There's got to be. Here are my complaints about containers, and I've got a lot of them.
Let me get a squeeze before you go.
Get
on
a squeeze in there, Robbie. Okay, are you good?
What container? Oh. Are you talking like condiments only or like all containers?
What if they had like a little vault that you could open up like heart surgery on the mustard, right? So you've got the top, the regular top on mustard, but then you open up kind of doors at the chest of the bottle.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can get a knife or a spoon in there and get all the sides.
Well, you could cut open with a knife if you wanted.
Yeah, but what if you wanted to save some for later? And then you've got this cut open bottle of mustard or ketchup or mayonnaise or whatever it might be. That doesn't make sense, Dylan.
Okay, sorry.
Still, my biggest container pet peeve is the stir your own natural peanut butter.
Mm-hmm.
All they've got to do is put it in a bigger jar and leave the same amount of peanut butter in there. You're never going to have oil spilling over the side. It's all they've got to do, and they refuse to do it. And I make such a mess when I'm stirring my own peanut butter. It gets me so upset, Bill.
I noticed.
Robbie, look at it. He's squeezing. That thing is empty. Dylan, be the judge. Check it out. Did he do it? Has he completed it? Let's see.
I got to open up the top. Hang on.
Let's check it.
Yeah. Damn.
Is it empty?
It's an empty bottle.
It's empty.
King Robbie.
And you are not going to believe how long it took.
How long?
22 minutes and 16 no. seconds.
What? I don't know about you, but I'm feeling 22. Everything will be all right if what? You keep me next to you. You know about me, but I'll bet you want to. Everything will be all right
if what?
We just keep dancing like we're 22.
He did it. He has achieved it.
22.
22 minutes, Robbie drank an entire bottle of mustard. How you feeling, Robbie?
You know what? Not so bad.
Okay.
Woo!
Put that on the resume.
Yeah. The Pepper and Dylan Show. Only on KISS.
Yeah, we have a local report.
Okay.
From Sean.
Okay.
Sean, real quickly, S-H-A-U-N, S-H-A-W-N, S-E-A-N, or S-H-O-N?
S-H-O-N. That's weird.
Who's S-H-O-N?
S-E-A-N. No, S-E-A-N.
Yeah. S-E-A-N. Yeah. Okay, Sean, thank
S-H-O-N.
You very much.
S-H-O-N?
That's
Sean. What are you talking about? Sean?
No, Sean.
Who's a Sean? Sean? Have you ever met a Sean before?
Never met a Sean.
Okay.
Maybe that might be a name to name your child.
What do you have for us, Sean?
We've got a hot air balloon.
What?
Hot air balloon.
Hot air balloon. Up there with the sun and moon.
What?
In the sky is a balloon. Look up quick, because it'll be gone.
Where is it, Sean?
Sean, I just passed Fox Drive, and it's over the River Valley there.
Oh, my goodness. We've been waiting the entire pandemic for this.
This is one of the first ones, I think, right? It is a beautiful morning for a hot air balloon. We've got us hot air balloon.
Woo!
Hey, Sean, before you talk too much trash about somebody who spells their name Sean, you spell it Seen, okay? So let's withhold a little judgment. Thank you, Sean.
Thanks,
have
guys.
A great morning. Okay, out we go to our hot air balloon correspondent. Robbie is on the phone. Good morning, Robbie.
Good morning.
Robbie is against company policy on the roof.
I know he's got his ladder training.
Building right now. Robbie, what do you see? Do you see the balloon?
I see it, boys. I see it.
Woo!
Fantastic this morning. Just floating away.
That is incredible.
Oh, it'd be nice to be up there. Oh, my goodness.
It is a beautiful morning for a hot air balloon ride.
There is your comprehensive hot air balloon report. Thank you very much, Robbie.
I'm going to stay up here a while.
The Pepper and Dylan Show.
Only on KISS 91.7.
Our prairie ignorance is being exposed today. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And it does that from time to time. Because we have so many people from the Maritimes and from Newfoundland, from Atlantic Canada, coming to Edmonton. We're surrounded by them. I think we're under attack, but I'm not 100% sure.
Welcome to attack.
Yeah, it's so good.
So many of them here, and they're learning so much about us. We don't know anything about them unless we go there.
Honestly, all I know is if you're from the East, you're awesome.
Right.
That's all I know. So, what's a Labrador?
What?
I'm curious on that. Is that part of it, or is that on its own, or is it just lumped in?
Like, yeah, why is it Newfoundland and Labrador? God, we're showing our Canadian ignorance right now.
Really?
Why is it Newfoundland and Labrador? No, it's not a dog. Yes, it is a dog, Robbie, but
Newfoundland and when you look at the map, Newfoundland and Labrador.
Well, why are they the same?
It's the same. Yeah, I don't know.
Why wouldn't you be Newfoundland or like? Do you say I'm from Newfoundland or do you say I'm from Newfoundland and Labrador or do I say
there
I'm
are
from
so
Labrador?
Many Newfoundlanders right now just shaking
I'm
their
sorry,
head.
I'm sorry. I love the East.
What is the difference between a Newfoundland and a Labrador, Amanda?
So Newfoundland is the island proper of Newfoundland.
Yeah.
Labrador is the most northern part of
Quebec. That's the biggest part.
It's that chunk on the mainland, Labrador.
It's huge.
It looks like an upside down Alberta.
And so people from there will either be from Newfoundland or they're from Labrador.
Do they hate each other like Calgary and Edmonton?
Not really.
No, there's no rivalry there.
Newfoundlanders, they like each other.
That's it. They like everybody, them damn Newfoundlanders.
But if I'm from Labrador, I wouldn't say I'm from Newfoundland.
No, probably not.
Ain't that something?
It's the same as Nova Scotia and Cape Breton.
But if I what?
People from Cape Breton are from Cape Breton.
Oh, the island that's attached to Nova Scotia.
Yeah, it's part of Nova Scotia, but no, they're capers.
Oh, you see, this is why we can't know things out east.
917, are you learning right now as a Westerner, as a Prairie Canadian right now? Are you going, oh my God, I didn't know any of this. Like, I knew of Labrador, but I didn't, like, I knew. So if I'm writing a letter to somebody in Labrador, I still say Newfoundland on the address, right?
Yes.
Okay.
But you would
wow,
you
gotta be a smart letter carrier out there to figure that out.
That's
don't
a
you?
Tough one.
Yeah.
Jeez. Holy smokes.
Okay, so but you're saying it's the same things going on over there. Like you guys don't know the difference between a Saskatchewan and an Alberta?
I find most people from down east are a little ignorant about the west.
No, it's not. We're ignorant.
You're very
about the east.
Did you not just hear us?
That just makes sense to group all of us together.
Yeah.
Ontario and Quebec are a big dividing line in this.
Show-offs. Okay. All right. Love you. Thank you, Amanda.
Yeah, no problem.
Are we getting people learning things?
Yeah, someone's asking this question, and I don't think it's offensive, but maybe it is. And if it is, I'm sorry. Is someone from Labrador still a Newfie?
Great question. Are you ready? Please welcome to give us the answer. Here is everybody, Newfie Boy. Okay, listen. Where are you from in Newfoundland?
Port of Bath.
Okay, I don't know what you said there.
Port of Bath.
Okay,
Port of Bath.
Okay. Is that in Newfoundland or is that in Labrador?
No, that's, Newfoundland and Labrador is considered one province now. That was a
what do you mean now? What did they worked before? No, they always were, weren't they?
It used to be Newfoundland, like just Newfoundland, and then they changed it to Newfoundland and Labrador.
The Labradors were probably so pissed off that they went and they they petitioned and they got their own name in there.
But Drabrabra, where you're from, is from the island of Newfoundland, yes.
Island of Newfoundland, okay, yes, okay, yeah. Right. Channel Port of Basque is right there.
Wait a second, Newfoundland's an island?
Yes.
No, it's not.
Look at the back of the trucks, man.
I'm looking at Newfoundland on a map right now. There's no island.
You're looking at Labrador, Dylan. You're looking at Labrador.
That's Labrador.
Yeah, Newfoundland and Labrador. You got it.
So the question
where the
we need to know now,
here?
Newfie Paul. If you're from
sir.
Labrador, are you still a Newfie?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Because Newfoundland and Labrador is considered one province. Like okay. It's considered one. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So there
absolutely.
Well, that's your Newfoundland.
Answer. Dylan
that's
is
on the back of every guy's truck in Alberta. That island.
Dylan's 37th birthday is less than a month away.
Oh, wow. Holy cow.
He has just learned where Newfoundland is.
Well, why?
There you go.
Listen, I'm shocked right now. If you look at a map and do yourself a favor today and Google a map, Labrador, it should be called Labrador and Newfoundland. Right. There's a ton more Labrador than there is Newfoundland.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful part of the world, boys.
And her.
Okay. Yes, buddy.
Hey. Love that guy.
Man.
The Pepper and Dylan Show.
Only on Kiss 91.7.
We just gave a video tour of Dylan's shoes.
Yeah, right? They're pretty bad.
And that strange that might sound, but Robbie, you saw me give the step-by-step, tour of these shoes and the condition that they're in. Dylan, how long have you been wearing those shoes?
It's been about a year.
Every day.
Yeah, I only wear one pair of shoes at a time because I don't want to waste a bunch of them.
Well, I think we all only wear one pair of shoes at a time.
No, but like I've never understood, and I still don't to this day, owning multiple pairs that you like switch out throughout the week.
You have to match them with what you're wearing.
Match shoes?
Yeah.
The shoes are, that's the hoofs of your feet. You're going to match them with something. Like, that's ridiculous.
But, Dylan, at the point of your... Where are we posting? The Instagram, Facebook? Where are we putting this video, Robbie?
The tutorial of Dylan's shoes is on the Kiss Edmonton Instagram.
Okay. So you have to see the Kiss Edmonton Instagram because you've got to see Dylan's shoes. When are you planning on replacing these, if not months ago?
Listen, I will replace them with the exact looking pair, likely. Something like that.
Okay.
And then I'll wear those until they look like this. And then I'll move on from that. Like, I'm proud. Like, you know people who are proud to like drive a car and to drive it into the ground.
Yeah.
I want my shoe to fall off.
Right.
That's ultimately what I want to do.
I mean, it's just a matter of days until they do. Robbie, you saw them.
Well, yeah. And the thing is, like, I'm all for like the rips and the cuts and the holes. That's fine.
They're covered in holes. They're coming apart at the seams, your shoes.
Well, it's hard to go out in rain.
So that's the cosmetic issue. But look at the structural issue of them. It's like
your ankles are all rolled in. There's no support. The treads of the shoes are half on your feet and half off your feet.
Maybe that's why I have back problems. I'm not sure. It could be, though.
They look like a caved-in driveway. They're just leaning to one side.
Is it?
Yes.
I can't see myself walk.
If my mom were to see my shoes like that when I was a kid, she'd finally say, okay, we've got to go get new shoes.
Yes.
Like, it would be time to get new shoes.
The teacher would have called home.
That's exactly it. Like, is everything okay over there?
Look,
it's today's payday.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
We all know where we are in our lives.
Yeah.
You can afford new shoes.
Yes, but I don't need new shoes. These are functional.
I would argue you need more new shoes more than anyone else right now needs new shoes.
Yeah. That's not true. I'm being serious. I honestly think there's still a lot of life in them. When they get to the point where it's uncomfortable, I'll move on.
How's your back doing these days?
It's really hurting.
Yeah.
But I'm being serious.
That could be the problem. Okay,
so I think it's because I haven't got a massage lately.
Go to the KISS Instagram and take a look at the condition of Dylan's shoes that he wears every day and just let us know if it's time for maybe him to get a new pair. They're not that exact. I mean, just go to Joe Fresh. They're super cheap.
Yeah, no, I get it. But that's a waste of money when these ones are still working. I'll get new ones when they fall off.
I will. I promise.
The Pepper and Dylan Show.
Only on KISS.
Beautiful morning this morning. Good looking day. Robbie is being called all sorts of names. Thank you very much for doing that. Detrimental to society, Robbie, is the latest accusation coming through. We've heard disgusting. We've heard disappointing. Robbie has gone from beloved to hated, I think, by some.
Thank you.
But not all.
Not enough.
Robbie says he loves grapes with seeds.
I prefer to eat them, yes.
Over seedless grapes. Here's Chris. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, guys.
Okay, what do you have for us, Chris?
Well, honestly, like I said, I'm with Robbie on this one. Because by the time you have a seeded fruit, have no seeds in it, how many times has it been genetically modified?
That's what I think.
The perfect amount.
No.
So where's the nutrition in all of this now?
Exactly. When you go to Google, one of the most nutritious parts of the grape is the seeds.
I'm sorry to both of you, Chris and Robbie. I'm not eating for nutrition.
Yes.
I'm eating for taste.
Yes.
That's what I'm eating for. That's
I'm damn sure not eating for nuisance either.
No.
And you run into a seed in a grape, that's just that's a day ruiner. I'm not even making that up, man.
No, that is
a day ruiner if you grab a grape and there's a seed in it.
No.
Yes.
It makes it feel like more of a meal.
As much as you guys are eating for the taste of things, you actually are eating for the nutrition, whether you want to agree or not.
Exactly.
Yeah, but I don't buy grapes for nutrition. I don't go in there going like, I need these nutritious grapes.
I do.
That's a delicious grape.
Well, I've never heard of a high horse on a soapbox before, Chris. Gee.
You got it, Chris. No, exactly.
Chris, you mean to tell me, exact same price, all things being equal, you see a bag of seeded grapes and a bag of seedless grapes. You're picking the seeded grapes at the supermarket?
9 times out of 10.
Yeah.
9 times out of 10. The 1 time out of 10 is the one he enjoys.
That's it. That's the only one.
Those big, fat, red globe grapes with the big seeds.
Oh, they're worst.
They just seem like a vitamin
You know what? Those
explosion.
Are the worst because they look so good.
They do.
They're big
and
healthy. Look how juicy that looks. And then you bite inside and, God.
And they're the best ones for you.
Yeah.
For you.
Antioxidants, man.
Thanks, Chris. Have a good weekend.
You too.
Okay, love
you.
And then now Robbie's fighting back about other things.
Yeah, you guys, you're so pampered. You guys seem like the kids who, when you open up your lunchbox at school, if mom didn't cut the crust off, you'd throw your peanut butter and jam sandwich away.
Where are we at with crusts on sandwiches?
No, that's not me. I eat everything.
Ew, crust. I can't.
No, I would eat the crust. Absolutely. The seeds are just junk. That's what it comes down to, but I would eat crust. Were you a crustless fella?
No, I ate a crust, but I wouldn't eat an end piece. You pack me a sandwich with an end piece, man, you're going to hear about it later, yes.
What about orange? Like when you peel an orange, do you have to get every last piece of that white stuff off?
Yeah, because it's gross.
Oh, God, the pith.
No one likes the pith.
That's good for you, too. Someone even texted saying that the most nutritious part of the orange is the peel.
Sure.
So you may as well keep as much as...
It's wonderful. This is all good.
Like, wait a second.
When you had corn on the cob, do you not
eat the cob?
I eat into the cob. I scrape as much off the cob as I can, like those little fibers.
Ridiculous.
So you mean to tell me, Robbie, when you eat an orange, you just eat it like an apple?
No, I don't.
Okay.
But lately I've been thinking about that because I bought two
You've
oranges.
You've been batting that around, have you?
I bought two normal navel oranges the other day.
Uh-huh.
They came to $4.
Yes. Mm.
Most of that was peel. Right?
It's really such a waste.
It is true.
But there's got to be something you could do with it.
This is Everett. Go ahead, Everett.
I mean, the grapes, that's just unexcusable. Like,
yes!
A fan favorite of the radio station, but I mean, if he likes grapes with seeds in them,
yes.
Listen. I think you need to find a new...
Dude's going to jump.
Everett's
going to find a different radio show, Robbie.
I would too.
It is fireable. I would agree.
No.
Yeah,
you guys get it. You guys have been brainwashed by Big Grape.
This is what you keep saying.
You have.
No,
the most nutritious part of the grape is the seed. What they do is they take the seeds out and then they sell them on the side as grape seed extract.
Because they're so bitter and crappy that they don't let them in the grapes.
Last time I checked, at Superstore, grapes were $5.99 a
pound. They're expensive, yeah.
And then you go to the grape seed extract in the health food section. Mm-hmm. It's so expensive.
Mm-hmm.
They're making you pay twice to get the benefits from the grape. I just want to eat them because it is healthy for
this
you.
This is a pathetic attempt at justification,
Robbie.
It really
is. No. Healthy for you.
It's healthy
for you. Have a smoothie. Leave the grapes alone.
It's the most unsatisfying crunch you'll ever have.
I agree. Said it best.
You divas.
Absolutely.
Yeah, give it up for Everett. You are right. When you bite into one of those seeds, it's always an accident. First of all, and then it releases some sort of poison.
Yes,
maybe?
It's poison.
Bitter, horrible taste. As a footnote, Robbie also eats kiwi without peeling it.
Yeah,
well, I'll
as
do
a,
that.
As
I'll
a
do
weird
that.
Footwear. Oh, you'll do that as well. Okay.
Why waste it?
Yeah.
All right, Everett.
Thank you
very much. Please remain loyal to 2/3 of the radio show. Okay?
I will do my best.
Okay.
You guys are ridiculous. What's next for you guys? Are you going to want them to raise chickens without bones? So you can have boneless chickens without having to take the bones out?
I do like boneless chickens, but I don't want to see a chicken without bones.
It's just a sad visual, Robbie. Why'd you have to do that?
I'm just saying.
Just flopping around on the ground.
Yes.
The Pepper and Dylan Show.
Only on Kiss.